Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, I like what I'm seeing right now on ESPN. They're kind of grading some of the trade deadline deals. One was the Brewers got Jojo Romero, left-handed reliever, and right-handed pitcher Dustin May. In return, the Cardinals get Alexander Frias and Josiah Ragsdale. Now, the Brewers grade for this deal on ESPN was given a C, Ethan. The Cardinals got an A. An A.
Rightfully so. I mean, this is looking to be a fleece. I mean, it's hard to figure out, you know, grade these trades right now because, you know, you got to play the long-term game and all of that. But, I mean, when you look at what the Cardinals got, I know that Frank earlier was talking about Ragsdale. Frias is actually the prospect that teams are a lot more excited about. FanGraphs is already up to their Cardinals prospects, and they have Frias at, I believe, number 4 on their Cardinals team prospects. The MLB Pipeline had him for the Brewers at 11, but that was from the beginning of the year. Hadn't been entirely updated. He has had a really good year, and he has surged through. So it's a great trade for the Cardinals.
All right, let's talk to Scotty Warman, Cardinals TV host, because I know you've been busy this afternoon. Was this a good deal with Dustin May? Let's start there and Jojo Romero.
I think so. I mean, time will obviously tell. I mean, these two young men are having, you know, exceptional seasons. And the Frias kid, he's only Ethan, 18 years old?
Yeah, 18.
So he's just a puppy. Ragsdale's 22. Here's the thing you also have to take in consideration is the Milwaukee Brewers have the best prospect pool graded out of any team in Major League Baseball.
Right.
So with that being said, and you're prying a couple of guys who have a lot of promise and are shooting up the charts, as Ragsdale was in Double A, he'll be with the Springfield Double A team, and I think it was just, what was it, Single A, I think, for the other, Arias. So I think this is a good deal. I can also tell you with the Lars Nootbaar trade, where we get two pitchers, Daniel Egan, who is their number 5 prospect, and Sandro Santana, who is their number 20-something prospect.
26.
Mm-hmm. 26, thank you. One of my cohorts, we've been all texting each other all day long amongst each other. Talked to an MLB scout, Egan. Here it is, a tall, wiry right-hander with 4 pitches, 4 seam and curveballs is best mix. Sandro Santana is a shorter left-handed pitcher, throws absolute gas, up to 99, mostly 97s. And Sandro Santana is mostly a reliever and thinks that, according to this scout, that he will be probably the better big leaguer of the two. So it sounds like even the Nootbaar trade has at least given the Cardinals a couple of really good pitching prospects on top of the terrific 2 outfield prospects that it looks like they've acquired in the deal with Milwaukee. And then the other deal, Caleb Ferguson, who is with Cincinnati, gets some international bonus pool money from the Cardinals. So the Cardinals add, with the loss of Jojo as a lefty out of the bullpen, Ferguson, who also started his career with the Dodgers, comes from Cincinnati to St. Louis. The other part of this, Ethan and Mark, is the fact that seeing the Cardinals making 2 trades within the division.
I know, right?
On the same day.
Yeah.
That hardly ever happens in, like, I think it was, I saw 2015 when the Cardinals got Jonathan Broxton was the last time they made a deal with Milwaukee. Broxton was a huge dude. He was massive. But you just don't see it. And now all of a sudden there's 2 trades in one day within your division. But I think it also shows, you know, that Heim has a different outlook on things, on how he does, you know, business from a personnel standpoint compared to the previous regime. And, you know, again, we'll wait and find out. But I think a lot of people, as Ethan mentioned, are pretty excited with what the Cardinals have gotten in turn. And again, the return will take a little bit of a while.
Here's some breaking news this afternoon. The Dodgers have acquired the Time Stone from Thanos and will be activating Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale. Now, I mean, the rich just get richer here, right? I mean, come on, Scooble to the Dodgers?
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's what the world we live in.
I guess it is.
Baseball, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I mean, now I'm reading all this stuff, and again, I'm not an expert on prospects. I mean, I've interviewed them. I've missed on some of the Cardinals prospects when I used to go down and interview these kids every year over at Fox Sports Midwest, and you just don't know. Things can change. And a perfect example to me, one of the best pitchers I saw, but talking to people in the organization and the guys that play with him, Alex Reyes had amazing stuff, and that kid was destined to be a star. But injuries just caught up to the poor kid, and unfortunately, it didn't happen. So, again, excited about the prospects, again, that have been added to this organization, but you got to let the whole thing play out for sure. But to get back to your point, the Boston Red Sox gave up like three of their top five prospects to get Richmond from the Baltimore Orioles. And, I mean, the Red Sox are getting absolutely drilled for this deal. They gave up more for Adley as their catcher than what the Dodgers gave up for Skubal, arguably one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball right now, to add to that list. Yes, you're right. The rich get richer, and this is something I think, obviously, we're all talking about, and we will continue to talk about during the offseason, that something has to change in Major League Baseball. And I hope they figure it out sooner rather than later. I know the three of us had this conversation a few weeks ago about all this stuff. And, you know, I just hope that something gets rectified. And again, I will repeat this until I'm blue in the face. I can't blame the Dodgers. Folks, if the Cardinals were doing the same thing, the Dodgers, we'd all be sitting here cheering and not screaming and yelling. Oh,
very true.
The Cardinals do this. The Dodgers are playing within the rules. And they're doing it, and they're successful. But here's the other thing to keep in mind, guys, about the Dodgers is here's a team that's been incredibly successful for, what, 10-plus years. So they're drafting 20-plus. So you think about their drafting and development, which isn't as high as most teams, and they still draft and develop so well, even picking later on in rounds, that they can make these, you know, trades to get these great players with what they have drafted and developed over the years. I commend the Dodgers. I got to tip my cap and say, you know what? They got a great system going on right now, and I can't dispute it. Do I think it's great for baseball? No, but I can't blame them.
I get it.
The system has to be fixed.
Scotty, I want to ask you about the puzzle work that Chaim Bloom and Ollie Marmol are going to have to do with this major league roster, and specifically the pitching staff. We just saw Quinn Matthews make his major league debut a couple of days ago, and looked pretty good for a debut. And being that he is a top 10 prospect, I think that we should expect to see more of him this year. But we also know that Hunter Dobbins has been bouncing around between the majors and AAA this year. There's four spots right now with Dustin May getting traded away in the rotation, and you know, unless they roll with a six man, they're not going to be able to see, you know, Quinn Matthews and Hunter Dobbins every fifth day. What do you expect for the Cardinals to do to try and figure out a way to fit both of them in the rotation? Do you see both of them in the rotation?
Yes, I do. I think now, honestly, buddy, and again, I haven't talked to Ollie or anybody here late. I'll see him this weekend. But my thought process is now you're really going to see the young guys play it out, barring some unforeseen circumstances. You know, now that Nootbaar is gone, who fills that hole? Are we all finally going to get to see Joshua Baez make his major league debut? I know I had a fan messaged me a couple weeks ago about Baez, and I really believe, and again, this is no insight, this is my personal thought, that if you're going to see him, you're going to see him eventually, because the kid's having such a great year. He's got to cut down on the strikeouts, but if even after you wait till September 1st, when you expand your roster to 28, you get one position player, one pitcher, I would think that he would at least, if not before then, be one of the guys to get called up. I would think that Dobbins would be the obvious guy and Quinn Matthews to see what they've got now. You know, you got to run for 2 weeks and see what you have. And here's the other thing. We always say this, especially teams that are, you know, down at the bottom of the heap are not going to make the playoffs. Any sport, they'll tell you this, Ethan, I know I'm sure, Mark, you've heard this too, is you're playing for a job. You're playing for a job, maybe for the Cardinals, but there are other scouts and other teams that are watching you. Maybe there's an opportunity somewhere else, and that's what the Cardinals have to look at it from this aspect now, is you're playing for a job for next year.
I love it. Scott Warman, thank you so much. I know you got to run. Appreciate your insight this afternoon, as always.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.